Noise department.
Good morning, Gonzo's me. That's Don Stuck right there. That guy over there, that's Bo Asner on the news desk. And joining us in studio, comedian Tammy Pescatelli is with us. Tammy, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
See? Wow, now finally, applause. Things are looking better in here.
About damn time we get a hot chick in here. Jesus Christ, I'm sick of looking at Bo all the time.
Sorry, dude.
What is this, right Oz?
Yeah, I'm just staring at him the whole day.
You don't know how right you are with the Oz comment. There is so much hatred and anger and pent-up aggression in this room. Uh-huh. It is, and we've said this before, it's like a prison cell, only with slightly less anal rape.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Indoors, that you could leave.
We can. It's conceivable that we could escape
you
if we
really
had to.
You could leave if you want. Although I do see a picket fence with barbed wire.
There's barbed wire out there.
That's where we walk the condemned. We get an hour a day out there in the yard.
Crazy.
Well, we appreciate you being here and walking into a situation that a lot of people would have nothing to do with.
Yeah, thanks.
It.
I feel real safe now. Thank God I'm Sicilian and my people are just a phone call away.
Yeah, good. That's good. She's just talking about her friend Tony a minute ago.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we were talking about Tony, huh?
Yeah, hey, Tony.
There you go.
That's so funny. Thanks for having me, you guys. Everything's crazy now because the weather's nice. People are wacky in this area.
Yeah, they're going nuts.
The weather, they're like, it's April Fool's Day. Who cares? It's 72 degrees.
Exactly.
I said to the lady, I go, well, when did it snow last? She goes, Friday.
That's true.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Now that's oppression.
Keeping you down.
Right. Uh-huh. You know, you don't realize how bad that your life is until you move out of the snow.
Right.
I finally moved out of the snow about 2 years ago.
Right.
And I can't even deal with it anymore. Everything is so cold. And people are, yesterday it was 50 degrees and they're walking around in their shorts and stuff. And I'm like, it's still freezing, you moron.
Yeah. Around here, it's like a field day. 50.
We had the first warm day, a week, maybe 2 weeks ago. It got up to 72 or something like that. And that day, every pale, pasty, fat guy had his wife beater t-shirt on. It was out riding around in with his top down in his car. And
I'm not cold.
Had the t-tops off the Camaro and was ready to go.
Ain't wearing no snowshoes today.
Well, you know the weather's getting better when the road construction starts picking up.
Ready to go.
When are they going to fix this stuff in Indianapolis?
Never.
I've been coming out here for years and every 465 always has construction.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, now that's where you're wrong.
That's
now,
their big deal this year.
Now, 465 is done.
It is, finally.
However.
Uh-huh. Any other thing now you need to drive on?
There's one small caveat. The road that goes through the center of downtown Indianapolis, that piece of freeway there?
Yeah.
Gone.
The capital.
Yeah.
You can't go there.
It's closed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
No. Side streets.
Yeah. Because, you know, what are they making another one-way? Because you need more one-ways downtown
in Indianapolis.
You don't really have enough one-ways and Amish people in buggies.
Big booming
around.
Metropolis like Indy. I think there are fewer one-way streets in New York City.
It's crazy. The very first time, about 10 years ago, I come to Indianapolis and go downtown. First of all, there are one ways everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then you finally figure out where you're going and you get caught behind one of those buggies that takes a dump in front of you.
Yeah.
It's wonderfully romantic for the people in the buggy.
Yeah.
And for someone driving in the back, all you see is big horse turds everywhere.
Just watch this car.
Proposing to your woman and the horse is doing it.
Good for you. Happy for you. I got to look at a horse's butt.
He has a very memorable proposal. Yeah, I remember when you proposed, the horse took that dump. I'll never forget it.
On the Camaro? Is that what you said?
Yes, on the Camaro.
It's a Camaro.
With the T-tops. That's our guest, comedian Tammy Pescatelli is in with us this morning. Thanks again, Tammy, for being here. Appreciate it. And Tammy's in town. You've got shows through the weekend at Crackers, right?
That's right. Broad Ripple.
Crackers, Broad Ripple location. So, stop in and see Tammy tonight. And, like I said, right through the weekend. Now, since we're talking about one-way streets and everything, Don, you're very excited, very anxious to convey the important information that he has for us at this point. So it's
an excellent try.
X-103's Road Rage Traffic.
Tammy, you said you moved out of the snow.
Yeah.
So so now you're living...
Los Angeles, the traffic capital of the world.
See?
LA.
Uh-huh.
You don't know traffic till you've been to Indianapolis, Tammy.
Yeah, here we go. Now listen to this.
38th Street and 465, there's a crash there.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
That's about all.
Wow. That's like an adult snow day.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy. I couldn't get through.
Yeah. X-103's 103-second update.
7:51.
Excuse
nice.
Me.
Oh, that's
60 degrees. That's too bad.
Uh-huh.
Do we have time for all three stories? If
no.
not, I have the story.
Go with the story, I think, would probably be the way to go on this.
Rookie's about to cry. He has three prepared.
I'm fine.
He's had 13 prepared today, and he's gotten to two of them.
Aww. Yeah, this is Bo's life. It's really a cruel hoax on Bo.
Mm-hmm.
We bring him in here and we say
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to be our news and sports guy.
Yes, and entertainment guy.
Entertainment guy, right? And so he spends a great amount of time preparing the information, finding the information, gathering it.
Having
it ready to deliver, and then he
then Gonzo looks at me and says, "Dude, we're running out of time.
We're so late.
Really running out of time.
He's not the news guy. He's just the new guy.
He's the new guy.
Just one story. Not the news. Just the new.
Well, this is pretty important.
This better be good. Okay, all right.
Two men have been arrested in Russia following the theft of enough bull sperm to inseminate 500 cows.
Why would they arrest them for that?
Wow.
It's a whole black market deal.
Really?
They had to bust them now before they hit the black market to become, quote, very rich men. Apparently, this is a huge deal over in Russia.
So what do you do, like sell it on the street over there?
Yeah.
Hey, yo,
I guess
wanna buy some bull sperm?
Cow sperm, yo!
Yo, over here.
Is that it?
Wow.
Yeah, you get the vials hanging from your trench coat.
Wait, out of the three stories, that was the best.
That's our top story.
I've seen that on the internet. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What website are you on?
Excuse us, Los Angeles.
No, LA. That's LA. What does that have to do with Indianapolis?
It's about bull sperm.
It's bull sperm. What does that have to help me understand as a Pacer fan?
You see,
huh?
No, we don't focus on that local angle. That's a load of hooey.
Well, it was between that or some guy up in Michigan who was performing illegal castrations, and we get one of those stories.
Yeah, that's old.
We already
news.
Had that guy. We had one of those here. We've got our own guy that does that here, so it's no big deal.
Yeah. Focus in on the bull sperm. You ever see, you know how they collect that? Collect the bull sperm?
The
procedure?
Original way?
I think I saw the video.
That's what I mean.
What
it's on the internet.
Spit, what website? I would assume.
Well, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, very nice, Bo.
Hold on, I'm going to stab you with these scissors right now.
Very nice.
Oh, no, you know how they send you those stupid emails, thought you would like this, and you open it up, and it's like an Amish guy taking a dump in the woods, and you're like, why would you think I would like this?
I would like this.
That's why I think I've seen that.
Yeah, I think you may. We were just talking about that. I just got a couple of emails. There's one that was kind of weird.
Probably from you guys.
So reduce my mortgage rate. I can refinance my house, and then I can enlarge my penis. The one after that, apparently I could refinance my penis.
According you can refinance the penis.
Very strange. And then the next one was after that. It said, take care of that pen dick.
So did you?
I've got to email him back.
Yeah.
He just refinanced it.
Refinanced it.
Pen dick. Gonzo Greg.
I want a dog that humps everything. I want it humping the neighbor's lawn jockey. I want it all over everything.
Don stuff.
He goes, hey, Don. I said, what? He goes, I'm in New Palestine. What are you doing here? He goes, I don't know.
Bo Asner.
Go to hell.
The Picked Up Show.
Only on X103.
This is Indy's new rock alternative. So when we show up for the job interview and we got like a weird mohawk and multiple piercings, there's why, see?
The pomp-hawk. What'd you call that, Bo?
Pompahawk.
The Pompahawk.
That's what Johnny's Pompahawk.
Our buddy Fat
That's
Johnny.
Funny.
Yeah, you got to see that. Maybe you'll probably be hanging around here on Friday. You'll have an opportunity to see Fat Johnny and his.
Yeah. It's a bad mohawk that stops halfway on his head, so it looks like a pompadour from the front, but it's supposed to be a mohawk, and it's only about an inch or two wide.
Sure.
It's
wider in the front and kind of narrows. It looks like a doorstop.
Well, it narrows down to the bald spot.
It's like an arrow
in the back. Yeah, and then it kind of flops over like Conan O'Brien. Brian's thing going on there.
It's a pompahawk.
It's a pompahawk.
Not a very good haircut. Our guest and studio comedian, Tammy Piscatelli, is with us. Thanks again, Tammy. So,
thanks.
If you get the opportunity on Friday, you'll want to make sure you get a chance to see that.
You know it's a bad haircut when you have to have an aerial view to describe it, right?
Yeah. That's kind of what it is.
It's pretty bad.
It's not very good.
A team of stylists put it together. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just one person that did it. It was two people. One person began the butchering, and then someone else came in to close it.
Yes,
that's hilarious. I was going to get my haircut while I'm here in Indy, but maybe not.
Maybe not. Well, I was going to say, in defense of stylists, they weren't professional stylists.
Oh, it's his ex-wife and his daughter. with some dog shears.
Don't ever let your ex-wife cut your hair.
That doesn't make sense.
He's bumming food off of her. He doesn't care. Free haircut, too. What the hell?
That's hilarious. Yeah, Hold on. Will you pierce my genitals, please?
Sure, while you're at it.
I was wondering if you could help me out.
Get the whole deal done, taken care of.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tammy, here's a question for you. You can answer either way. There's no wrong answer. Are you a sports fan?
Oh, huge sports
fan.
Oh,
good. All right. Well, good. This is you're going to enjoy this portion of the program. Then it's a portion. What it is here is we've kind of invented a new thing. It's a show within a show. Okay. So we have our wacky boarding show here. And that's happening. And then Bo, who we torment and have this false hope that he's going to be the sports guy.
Right.
And he was getting discouraged because really the sports information that he wanted to convey wasn't making it on the air just because we had important stuff to talk about like Fat Johnny's haircut. Mm-hmm. And genital piercings and all that. So
Bo's frosted tips,
right? His hairstyle and so forth. So what we wanted to do was to offer him a show where he could host, and it would be all about sports. It would be his sports show because sports radio, as you hugely popular.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you're familiar with that. It's taken off. Everybody's crazy for it. So what we did is we gave him his own feature, his own show within a show, and we're it's upon us right now.
Yeah,
that's right. It's time. For Sports Talk with the Ads, live from Indianapolis, non-stop, non-sports talk.
Don't get your hopes up.
Call now, 239-X103. Airtime free, 1033 on the Singular Wireless. Want to talk sports? That's great, but this is Sports Talk with the Ads.
See, that ends up not being a lot of real sports information. Yeah. But, Bo, you know what? I'll throw you a bone.
I don't need to see that.
second day of day two baseball. Is that? Do I have that?
Yes.
Is that right?
And you know what last night was in Houston? Screwdriver night at Enron Field.
Was it really?
Well, it used to be called Enron Field. Remember, it's Minute Maid Park now.
Oh, yeah.
It's a giant lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Well, great.
No.
Baseball, everybody. Let's get to the phones, Bo. Yeah. Sports talk. What's your sports talk question this morning, caller?
Yeah, buddy!
Yeah, buddy!
Thank you, caller.
Thanks for calling. That's it. Sports talk. You're on Sports Talk.
This is it.
Yeah, buddy!
This is
hilarious.
This is it.
Yeah.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Sports Talk.
You have got to get a corn dog and a camera.
That's true.
Yeah, Tammy, do you like corn dogs?
No.
Oh.
What? Oh. Indiana, corn dog.
Come on, yeah. It'll be great.
So we have our sister website. Of course, there's bigdumbshow.com.
I never saw so many people disappointed because I don't like corn dogs.
Here's there's an explanation required here.
There's a war going on. We got Michael Jackson molesting kids. You don't like a corn dog?
What are you, an American? We got this website we got to take care of. It's called hotchickseatingcorndogs.com.
I don't see a link to it anymore.
It's Tammy's pretty goddamn hot, too. We need to get a corn dog.
I like corn on the cob, but that's the wrong way.
We need to get a...
Tammy eating corn on the cob.com.
Okay, we'll work on that. All right, you're on Sports Talk. What's your Sports Talk question this morning, caller?
All right, well, I was watching ESPN the other day, and there was women's volleyball on TV, and this lady fell down in the sand, got up, and she had a well-waxed bikini area. Mm-hmm. But when they put the camera on her face, she had a unibrow, so I was wondering what's up with that.
That's a valid question, Bo. You want to field this as a Sports Talk host?
It sounds like the team of stylists need to get over there.
And perhaps need to take care of that.
Pompahawk.
Sure. Well, you could send your image consultant over there to her.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on Sports Talk. What's your Sports Talk question this morning?
Shut up. Does he have an image consultant?
Yes, wait, hang on a second.
Hold on. I have to ask this.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt, caller. Bo?
No, I do not have an image.
You have an image.
Yeah, he does.
You can't. You're a Sports Talk host.
Get your money back. Right now. You have been robbed. You've been robbed.
Frosted tips and tanning beds. And
I don't think frosted tips.
All that stuff.
I don't think you're getting good advice.
NBA refs are your image consultant because they're blind.
Wow.
I think that was an unprovoked attack.
That's an unprovoked attack.
No, you look
attack.
Great, but it's just...
I don't have an image consultant.
I don't know what your image is. No, what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for
What kind of image are you supposed to be looking for?
I'm sort of that conservative...
Frat boy?
Right. Well, maybe today I am frat boy. I got my big boy rapper jeans on and and
then that's nice.
Semi ironed
yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow Oxford cloth?
Mm-hmm.
Oxford cloth.
Yeah.
Sorry, Don. I don't own a vintage Stuck in the Night t-shirt that I just lost 50 pounds to get into. Smartass. Don't roll your eyes at me.
I can't wear the clothes that you wear. It would be impossible. I don't know how you do it. You pull it off somehow. People don't throw veggies or anything, but... I just couldn't do it.
This really does have some weird Oz feel to it.
Doesn't it though?
You guys are having like conversations about fashion in a very masculine way. Yet you're still.
Thanks for throwing. Thanks for throwing that in. I appreciate that
in a manly sort of way,
but it's still going. You know.
Oh, well, could you see me in that shirt?
I feel not so fresh.
Look at that shirt. Look at this shirt. I saw this in the front page of the City and State today. Look at this kid. Look at that shirt this kid's got on.
That's like I
saw that this morning. I didn't say anything, but I went,
and a
that kid stole this from Bo Asner.
Bo would wear that shirt.
He's got a shirt just like this.
That's the Italian tablecloth shirt.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that kid's mother laid that out for him.
That's what I'm saying. The clothes that Bo wears is the stuff that I used to hide that my mom got me. I would never wear it. And Bo's like, that's a great shirt.
I swear that my mother hated me as a child because I look at some of these pictures like from the 70s and I have like on pinstripe pants and paisley shirts. Like just awful, awful things. Yeah. I'm like, did you hate me? Did you want someone to
steal me? That happened today, you'd be calling the abuse hotline. You'd get that straightened out.
Right. Yeah, if I didn't die before I got to the phone.
I'm sorry, Bo. You dress nice.
Meanwhile, back at Sports Talk.
Okay, that's even creepier. Caller, are you there?
I think we lost the caller. Yeah. You're on Sports Talk.
He quit.
Yeah, he gave up. Yeah, good morning. You're on Sports Talk.
Morning.
Morning.
I got a question for Don.
All right.
I was wondering if Candace was there.
Candace?
Yeah, Candace Johnson fit in your mouth.
Call back anytime.
Yeah, well, we don't need that kind of stuff on
listener.
The...
That's quite an offer.
No.
See, your association with Sports Talk is really paying off, Don.
I guess so. Now I've got a date on the phone.
It was about Randy Johnson. Just
Randy Johnson, yeah.
Wow. That was great. That was the best caller we've had all week.
Yeah. Really, you know, I was talking about jokes like that and lines. I haven't heard that. That's a good one. Truly, I must have won.
Rack that.
Rack
him. The Pacers lost, so the Purdue women. That's sports.
Sports, everybody.
Yep.
Gonzo's me. There's Don Stuck over there. Bo Asner's on the news desk. Our guest in the studio comedian, Tammy Pescatelli, is here. Thanks again,
Thank
Tammy.
Thank you. A pleasure
Thanks
to
have you here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're just talking. Tammy was ripping on Stuck in the Night there a minute ago. Did you see the flyer for the big band gig?
Right, I saw that. Yeah.
Did you see me with my shirt off?
Yeah, I did. And very I didn't nice. Understand, yeah. but I...
No one does.
I didn't understand the whole idea, but okay.
Yeah, there's another website for you. That'd be stuckinthenight.com.
Somebody just emailed me about it. Apparently somebody misspelled Kroger.
Oh, is it spelled wrong?
Yeah.
And
on the website?
Yeah, the guy accused Don of just being a flat out idiot.
Well, that guy can go straight to hell.
H-E-L.
Hell.
Hi, y'all.
That's right. The band, it's playing at the bar. The bar.
The bar.
The name of the place is The Bar. Uh-huh. And where is it?
It's on 135 behind Kroger.
Behind Kroger.
It's not Kroger.
It's not next to Kroger.
Right.
No, it's behind Kroger.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. But it's a 24-hour Kroger.
Well, see?
I was playing a show, I'm not trying to brag, but in Ripon, Wisconsin. Okay?
Ripon.
It was a college show. Nice people. Really nice people. But you know there's not much to do when you walk past a bar at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and a guy runs out to hurl. You know what I mean? I bet he's hurling at 3 o'clock in the afternoon
right
on a Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a slow moving town.
Yeah. I mean, that's a try. X-103's Road Rage Traffic.
You know what? What happened?
What happened?
I just left because there's only like one accident.
There's one accident. There's 8,000 traffic reports and there's no traffic.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
Tammy, traffic's no laughing matter.
No, this totally is. This is a farce.
No, it's not. I'm a senior traffic correspondent for X-103.
Okay.
In this time of war, and this accident needs to be reported.
Okay.
I don't like this at all.
X-103's News Free News.
8:21.
62 degrees.
That fart sound is hilarious.
See, you know you have a top-rated morning show when you have a quality fart noise. Mm-hmm. You're issued it as a DJ.
Right.
You know, you can use, they give you a supply. You
don't
know.
Think that ABC News, they don't fart. All right, they do. You just can't hear it. There's no audio.
They don't have the microphone hooked up like we do here.
Later on tonight at the Knights of Columbus.
Doesn't know what to say.
Up on the north side. X-103 welcoming back to town former X-Fest bands Papa Roach and Nonpoint. Tickets are going to be available at the door. Plus, you can meet Papa Roach at 2 o'clock at the Guitar Center in Castleton.
So Guitar Center, Don.
Hey, dude.
I can't wait.
Can you help me tune this thing?
It's so funny because the longer... Now, you are in a band, right, Don, obviously?
Yes, lead guitar player for Stuck in the Night, stuckinthenight.com.
It's weird because I was thinking about it like... That's hilarious.
It's so stupid.
Stuckinthenight.com. That's a
I don't even know how to turn a computer on.
That just takes away from your coolness as a rock band. Stuckinthenight.com. Dot com. .net / www.
Yes.
But don't you think, like, we've been having such good music for so long? Like, now we're decades and decades and decades. You know, the 50s, it was just whoever you were, that was the name of your band.
Sure.
Now people are just running out of cool names for bands.
True, yeah. Very true, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Everything has to be a joke.
I wondered if you had an example.
I just saw Papa Roach, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. But mm-hmm. He's like one of the last, you know, that band is like one of the last ones that had something decent. You know, think about any new, but now they're Puddle of Mud.
Yeah.
It's just some, I mean, that's a cool.
You're going to make them cool,
right? They have great music, but, you know, what's next? Kicking Stones. You know what I mean?
There's Phone. On stage. Tonight.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly cool what you mean. That's where half the names come from.
My mother hates me.
I thought Sex and Free Beer was a great name for a band.
Yep. Free beer, man.
Always look good on the marquee.
Sure does. Place is packed.
Yeah.
Tonight only. Sex and free beer.
Sex and free beer. You have a million people there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's people. Do you know people were protesting that movie Triple X?
That's right.
Because they thought they were, the old people in Florida thought that they were putting X-rated adult movies.
Yeah, into the theater.
We don't want to live in a town that has dirty movies.
Speak for yourself, Martha.
I'm sorry, but this is the news.
Yeah, meanwhile, I digress. Back news. At the news. Yeah,
we're out of time. Forum bringing us news for
you. See, that's how it goes.
We don't have time for your news.
That's his life right there.
Like I said, as long as my paycheck doesn't fluctuate any, I'm okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Less news, less money.
The last couple days we were worried about you, Bo. You seemed a little down, a little depressed, a little sad.
You know what? I really, that, whatever I had, whatever type of cold I had really kicked my ass.
You had a cold?
Nah, you didn't.
What? A cold. All you had to say was I had a cold. I didn't feel good. Yeah, you're driving me crazy.
He had to illustrate it for you.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Gonzo, I was worried about you. You thought you were depressed.
I thought you were depressed, or I said something, or I made you angry or something.
He's lying to you. He's lying to your face, Gonzo.
You think?
Depressed.
Was he?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're depressed when you're wearing a yellow shirt, though.
That's depressing right there.
What the hell's your problem?
You gotta be kidding me. You want to borrow some of my t-shirts?
Your Molly Hatchet t-shirts?
Yeah, you can borrow that. It'd fit you.
That's
Molly
what
Hatchet.
Depressed people wear.
The Molly Hatchet.
That's a sign of depression. It's in the Zoloft commercial. Right. Are you walking around wearing a Molly Hatchet t-shirt? Damn, you are effed up, man.
You don't have to worry about sexual side effects, because if you're wearing a Molly Hatchet t-shirt, you're not going to need
You're never going to get laid. There's no way.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live.
The Big Dumb Show.